everybody. Terrence Pomp here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
I got a couple comments on some videos I did in the past in regards to why it's financially not feasible for men to actually protect women in current year. And a lot of women were very upset, and I got all kinds of comments about chivalry is dead and blah, blah, blah. All right, I'm just going to tell you this right now. You can get mad if you want. So what, comma, I don't care. Chivalry is a warrior's code from, I believe, somewhere in the 900 ADs to about the 1400-ish ADs. And I believe women or weak are mentioned in it like one time. And feminism has basically taken chivalry and used it as a club to beat men into submission and to control them with guilt and shame. Well, let's put this to a rest, shall we? Because I am sick and tired of hearing about, oh no, you know, he needs to be more chivalry, blah, blah, blah.
Get the hell out of here!
Some things in life just keep popping up, like
gonorrhea! No.
But there's also Nelson Abbock. He's a talented writer and friend of the regiment who put his money where his mouth is to help us save lives and fight demonetization. So if you're in the mood for some historical reading, check out his Freedom's Forge books. So far, there are two, and I hope he gets off his lazy ass and finishes book three soon, because I need something to level out my coffee table. Scan the QR code on the screen, or click the links in the Meat Gazer box to become a psychic. Because the past is the greatest predictor of the future. Pick up Nelson Abbock's Freedom's Forge books right now, because the Popster said so.
There's, you know, four or five different definitions of chivalry. But here it is boiled down, into the 10 key points, all right? One, believe in the church's teachings and observe the church's directions. That's how we got three crusades, a bunch of people going over there to get whacked, basically making young men at the behest of the church. Got it. It is what it is. Probably not going to happen in current year, since religion in the West is for the most part dead or been corrupted into some form of religion which doesn't have any teeth and it's pretty much pointless. Number two, defend the church. Again, that was probably put in place by the powers that be so people would defend the church. All right, number three, respect and defend the weak. All right. Now, I believe this is the one that feminism is corrupted to mean defend women, what have you. All right. This was basically put in place back in the day because most men did not get married, never had children, died very young, lived very short, brutal lives. And back in the day, a lot of bad shit happened. They were trying to curtail that. Was it successful? Not entirely, but they could only do what they could do way back then. Number four, love your country. Okay. Number five, do not fear your enemy. The mobilization of men for war. Yeah, I'm just going to put that in there. That's why enemy is specifically mentioned. Six, show no mercy and do not hesitate to make war with the infidel. Again, this is a war thing. Warrior's code. They used infidel in there, which is basically anything other than a Christian. And in some instances later on, it was the different types of Christianity, which took place in England because of was Henry VIII, and he wanted three wives, and he broke from the Catholic Church, yada, yada, got it. Number seven, perform all your feudal duties as long as they do not conflict with the laws of God. Again, This is put into place to control men. It's a warrior's code. There you have it. They've mentioned the church here many times because back in the day, the church used to be able to flip the switch and on who went to war, why, and what have you. Number eight, never lie. Go back on one's word.
Just the facts, if you don't mind, ma'am.
Having a bunch of liars, probably not good for civilization. Number nine, be generous. Number 10, always and everywhere be right and good against evil and injustice. All right, now I've said this many times when I talk about masculinity, that men historically take charge of the world that immediately surrounds them, by hook or by crook. And up until this point, I believe men have done a great job, and we really wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for men doing that exact same thing. Just saying. Let's move on to this other one here. This is on Wikipedia, so we can take it with a grain of salt. There's another 10 here. Hang on. Let's move this over to the right just a piece. There it is. The Ten Commandments of Chivalry. Thou shalt believe in the church, believe all the church teaches, and shall observe its directions. Again, this is church stuff. Thou shalt defend the church. Thou shalt respect all weakness and shall constitute thyself the defender of them. Again, there's no women mentioned. It's just the weak. Gotcha. Thou shalt love the country in which you were born.
How dare you?
Thou shalt not recoil before the enemy. Which, that's another, shall not show fear. Again, warrior's code. Wage war against the infidel without mercy. Again, warrior's code. Thou shalt perform scrupulously thy feudal duties if they're not contrary to laws of God. This is very questionable. There's a lot of killing going on back then. And last time I checked on the Ten Commandments, killing other human beings is a big no. It's a huge faux pas.
Goddamn pus-faced little pimp stick.
Number eight, thou shalt never lie. It shall remain faithful to your pledged word. Number nine, thou shalt be generous and give largely to everyone. All right, I don't really see it, but that's fine. Ten, thou shalt be everywhere and always a companion of the right and good against injustice and evil.
And you ain't black.
This is a warrior's code. It was put in place back in the day mainly by the church and the feudal lords, kings, what have you, back in the day. So they could mobilize and control massive amounts of men for the purpose of war. Only one time in the entire thing is protecting the weak mentioned. Feminism has took that one portion and have been using it for, I would say, centuries to club men in submission or control men with shame and guilt based upon this. Chivalry, I believe, still exists in the hearts of warriors. But there aren't many warriors left. Let's just be honest. Most of the men out there were raised by single mothers. They've played a whole bunch of Xbox. They're addicted to a screen. They probably turn 18, 19 after they get done with high school with a middle-aged body, i.e., they look like a big bowling pin with soft bones because they never used their bodies. They just played video games. It is what it is. But gentlemen, stop falling for this horse shit. Next time you hear a woman saying chivalry's dead, correct her on the spot and let her know she's throwing around terms she knows nothing of and it's purely for control and propaganda purposes.
Is that like a personal attack or something?